This is RSBNB Update, episode 232, recorded Thursday, November 26th, 2009, The Elephant at the Circus. Hello, everybody. Brad is back this week
from Hello.
His little sleepover on the
it
RAF
It was not
base.
A sleepover. If you saw the beds we had to sleep in and the accommodation we were in, you would not call it a bloody sleepover.
And he failed the fitness test, which he'll tell you about later.
I didn't fail the fitness test.
Yeah, you did. And we also got the long-awaited Halloween contest
Asshole.
Winner from this past Halloween last month, October. As you all know, October 31st is Halloween. Asa, a.k.a. Exile Q, a.k.a. Brim K on the RSBNB Forbes.
Hi.
He's going to be with us this week to discuss this oh-so-fabulous little Thanksgiving update that Jagex decided to give the Americans.
Hang on a second, you hate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I do, actually.
So why do you think the update's fabulous?
I was being sarcastic, if you couldn't tell.
I couldn't. It was that good.
Neither could I, sorry.
Okay, I'll keep a note for that next time then to adjust my tone slightly.
See, okay. This is how you do sarcasm. Shane, you're a really great thinker, and I think you're a truly brilliant mind. See,
oh,
that's obviously
you.
Sarcastic.
No, that's entirely true.
You know, if anybody else had said that except for Brad, I would have almost taken them seriously.
Hey, you can never take anything I say seriously.
Which is a bad thing, you know? Because I don't know when you're advising me right and advising me wrong.
In the context of this podcast, yes. You can't take anything I say seriously. But anyways, it's not about my credibility as a source of information.
It's going down slightly, isn't it?
It's going down. It's been going down for the last 2 years. Anyway,
going
Thanksgiving
down.
Update.
Ooh.
Don't say that again.
Okay, so did you guys take a look at this?
I love it.
I killed the turkeys, but it was really, really dumb.
I killed the turkeys. I didn't do the clue thing.
The clue thing is really simple. I'm actually in the process of getting the items that you have to get right now. And, I mean, talk about something simple. I was expecting something like the Chaos Elemental briefcase or some of the other things that they've been coming out with lately. And this is just really, really, you know...
Simple?
It's like they're really trying to cater for people that either have half a brain or are under the age of 12.
So Canadians, then.
I'm not going to say anything about that. That's all you.
He wants to say no. And that's right, it is all you. Brad, what do you think? You agree?
Well, I think it was a bit funny the way it was released because, I mean, there was no actual official news post
until
today, yeah. But the actual turkey thing was out Tuesday, maybe even Monday. I can't remember the specific
Monday.
Day.
Yeah,
and there
Monday.
Was just a post on the forums, so it all seemed a bit strange. And then you did the turkey thing, which you basically kill a load of turkeys, and that's it. Just seems like the coordination was a little lacking.
Yeah, so what are the first items for today? I think I know what they are, but...
Well, are we sure we don't want to spoil it for, you know, this incredibly complex puzzle for the listeners? You know,
well, let's
because
just
it's
talk about the
really
clues,
hard to...
That
to
is sarcasm, out. Shane.
Okay. Well, it's
Thank
up to you.
You.
Do you want to say or... It's up to you if you want to say what the...
Me?
What you, yeah, if you want to say what the items are or just the clues...
Well, I'll say what they are, and then if you want, you can edit it out later. It ended up being three ropes, two empty buckets, and five bananas. So basically, it's an XY chart. You take the little clues, and then you spell the words out from the two letters in each column and each line. So it's
and then based on really, the clue they give you, you find the one that's closest.
Yeah, you find the item in the graph, and then down below it shows the quantity. But I mean, it's not anything that anybody should really be challenged by.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
That's like
why
most
they did
of
this.
RuneScape, isn't it? Nothing that anybody should really be challenged by.
Well. Remember, there were some tougher quests, like the Glowfrey ones and the Temple Knights ones. Those puzzles.
The Glowfrey,
I like those.
But they weren't necessarily difficult.
Well, if you didn't think.
Which would be a problem for you.
No, it would be a problem for you.
Just speaking honestly, they have come out with a few tricky little puzzles in there. I mean, nothing that you're going to spend hours and hours on, but some that really, you know, they require a few more synapses than this one. So, where's my shotgun? Okay. I just heard a turkey.
Yeah, I figured it'd be suitable for this event.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah. Do you guys have turkeys there, Brad?
Do we have turkeys? Well, yeah. We have it frozen in the supermarkets. I'm sure we have turkey farm somewhere.
Okay.
Probably run by Bernard Matthews or someone.
Okay, that's good. And what was the... We don't know the reward yet. We get the reward at the end of the 4 days, right?
Yeah, yes. On Sunday, when you find the last person.
It'll probably be something really worthwhile and good.
I think this is an interesting way of doing it, you know? Rather than just having it over one day, make the people work for it, you know? So.
Yeah, but it also sucks for people that are traveling over the weekend, because, you know, being Thanksgiving holiday in the States, there are going to be a lot of people visiting family and stuff, and, you know, spending the weekend wherever they are and won't really have either the time nor the desire to even log on.
Well, one thing they did say is that it will be around until the next update, which is probably going to be next week sometime. So you probably
plenty
have
of time
Monday
to finish
Tuesday.
It.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, so we'll decide after if we want to keep the things in or not, and for everybody to hear. I don't know. There's three more. We can say what the first one is, I think. Give everybody a nice little hint.
Yeah. Just to get them started. It was... I'm actually right here in Lumbridge. It's Lactifer, I think his name is.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Lazy Lactifer, that's what your character ends up calling him.
Well, seeing as the show is released on Friday, and if you haven't done the first one on Thursday, you might as well take this as a freebie and thank us. Thank Asa.
You're welcome.
So, I don't think we should rate this because it's not full yet, so let's just move on to their little RuneScape Classic plan, which they've unveiled, and they said that
it's
they're...
It's not much of a plan, really, is it?
Well, it's a plan, because they outlined what they're going to do, and if you outline what you're going to do, it's a plan. And
it's
in
not
order
much of
a
plan.
Plan,
I didn't dispute
you have to outline
whether it was
what
a
you're
plan
going to
or
do.
Not. But I didn't dispute whether it's it was a plan or not. I said it's not much of a plan. It's a fairly small plan. It's not detailed.
Yeah, it's not a 5-year plan, is it?
No.
Did you guys both
but it
play
is the
Classic?
Plan. It's the plan because they're the way you need to plan. That's
I
you.
Did
That's
check out RuneScape Classic. It's really interesting to see where the whole thing started and, you know, to sort of see the roots of RuneScape. But I mean, it's also a little bit like, oh my gosh, we actually survived with this. I actually started on RuneScape 2 quite a while back, and heck, even looking back to the early picks of RuneScape 2, it's like, my gosh, how did I even start playing this thing?
You do have to think it was 2001 when RuneScape Classic was first launched, wasn't it? I mean, games in general have come a long way since then, so probably in 2001, you know, RuneScape Classic graphics and gameplay weren't as bad as they seem in comparison to today's standards.
Yeah, that's true. And the play window is so small.
Mm-hmm. But,
Anyways, they say it's great to see so many of you still enjoying it, and that they've shelved the plan for player-owned classic servers, which is a good idea in my thing, because how are you supposed to manage something like this from your general population when you know how the RuneScape population is in general?
Retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly. Basically, the plan, which Brad doesn't think is a plan, but I think it's a plan because
I didn't dispute whether it was a plan. Do you not listen to what I say? Obviously not. I said it was.
I just said it's not much of a plan. It's like Bush saying we need to. It's like Bush invading Iraq on false premises. It's not much of a plan, but
it isn't much.
It's still a plan.
Iraq wasn't false premises.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
The 40-minute claim, the 40-minute claim that they could attack the UK within 40 minutes was turned out to be complete bullshit, and they never found the weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, we're gonna discuss this later, but
you're wrong, Shane. Just because you're everything
Bush did is. What are you supposed to do when they kick your inspectors out? You know.
Yes, because.
Anyways.
God.
It's the very document that they were using as proof that, you know, they had nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in itself was a hoax.
Oh, I don't know.
I
wish that Al Gore had won the 2000 presidency.
He
so
should have won
that,
it.
We should have won it.
He did win but he didn't get to be president. That was the only.
So we see that Dick Cheney's plans for national security did work.
Dick Cheney is your hero, isn't he, Shane?
No, not necessarily.
Sarah Palin's your hero.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
Shane, what did you say to me last night? You said you would support her as a candidate.
Why are we talking about politics in the middle of a RuneScape Classic ad?
Shane said he would support Sarah Palin as a candidate.
I didn't say that. I said that perception has changed recently.
Yeah, and you said you would support her as a candidate.
Or Mitt Romney.
You said you wanted Romney in 2008. Anyway, on with this.
Moving on. After Wednesday the 25th, there will be two Classic Worlds. If you're a veteran, meaning logged in to Classic between August 2005 and January 2006, you'll have access to both worlds. If you're a Classic member, that is if you logged into Classic last week, you'll only have access to World 2 only. If you stop being a member, you will not be able to access Classic until you become a member again. And if you did not log into Classic in the past 2 weeks, you'll get another chance in 6 months' time.
And they said they're going to be doing it every 6 months. You'll have a chance to log into Classic.
Yeah. That's good, you know?
Yeah.
If you guys could have one RuneScape 2 feature backported to Classic, which would it be?
Summoning? No. I don't know. That's a difficult question.
Asa?
Which feature? Can you define feature?
Gosh.
Basically,
I'm not sure
update.
Shane really needs to respond, because we really... It's pretty obvious what you're going to say.
Farming, aren't you? You're going to say farming.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no feature I'd really want ported back.
I think it'd be nice to have full 3D, since the thing basically. I mean, you can't go up and down. You can just go sort of side.
Don't you think it would take away from a bit though if it was full 3D?
Yeah,
it would
take
seem
away
like
from
real.
The nostalgic point of view. Yeah.
I guess, or maybe the ability to continue chopping a tree when you click. Because I actually tried a little bit of wood cutting.
It's like mining.
You have to click every time you want to chop a tree, and you don't necessarily cut every time. So I mean that would be, I guess it's a feature, but it's a nice little technical thing that it'd be nice
if
to
they
have.
Streamlined the skill leveling so it was more like RS2. That would be good.
Yeah, but then you're taking away. Back then, forget I asked the question.
So you can't really add anything. You can't really backport anything without ruining the nostalgia, really, can you?
That's like backporting UAC to Windows XP.
Oh yeah, totally. Tell me about it, man. I totally understand
you agree?
What you're talking. Yeah, I agree.
That's good.
Totally. Yeah,
that's good. Okay.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Neither do I.
Well, for anybody out there who doesn't know, UAC stands for User Account Control. It's the security feature that came in with Windows Vista that prevents an application from doing low-level system things without your permission.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so like keeping programs from messing with the kernel, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Speaking of which, I actually found out about this weird little exploit that through text rendering, you could get your kernel infected. It was really strange and really dangerous.
Do you have a link about that? Maybe we'll mention that in tech news or something. Give a passing mention, because that does sound rather.
I found it. I actually heard about it through Security Now, one of the podcasts that I listen to.
Okay. Well, you learn something new every day, right, Brad?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, time for questions. We got an audio question this week. The first one's just for Brad himself, so here we go. Question is from Pepero Hot.
Hey, peoples. I love your podcast.
I love
Brad,
your voice.
I currently live in America, but I'm considering moving to Cardiff once I graduate. Since I'll be an immigrant, do you think it'd be easy for me to work as an ophthalmologist in a different country? I hear the landscape is beautiful, and I've always fancied a cool accent like yours. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Okay, first off, I want to say drugs are bad.
That's slightly creepy. That's creepy. That's
bad.
That laugh at the end.
Not creepy. It's, you know, at least it's not the usual monotone. It's different. But anyway, about question Cardiff. I know nothing about the career possibilities for ophthalmologists since I know nothing of that area, but I live about an hour away from Cardiff. And the scenery is quite nice. You wouldn't have an accent like mine, though, if you lived in Cardiff for a long time. You'd have a Welsh accent, which I cannot do justice, but
do it.
You sort of talk a bit like this. I'm from Wales. That's how Welsh people talk. I can't do it justice, but they do sound fruity, to say the best. But it's a pretty nice city. I can't talk it up too much because it's Wales, and I'm English, therefore I'm obligated to dislike Wales, which I do. The best thing about Wales is the road out of it and all that. But yeah, I mean...
Now your farmer accent.
What?
Your farmer accent. Because if you go live near Brad, you're going to start sounding like him.
If you go to Cardiff, I already said what you'll sound like. If you go live in Cardiff, you'll start sounding like this. I'm from Wales.
Okay, now what if you go to live in Gloucester and don't modify your voice?
If you live in Gloucester, you'll talk a bit like this. A bit thick and a bit country-like. And you'll probably start missing out words and bits of sentences. And it's a very bad way to speak, and you can see where he subjugated it from a very young age. Yes, terrible. But anyway, I don't... Yeah, sorry, what were you going to say?
That's called the West Country accent, right?
Yes, that is what it's called. Spoken anywhere from Bristol to Somerset and Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
So apparently sounds a bit like a pirate, but I can't see that myself. Yeah, some people say if you have like a really strong West Country accent, it says like a pirate.
Oh, I thought you said pyro.
No, pirate. But anyway, Cardiff, we keep going on. It's a nice enough place. I mean, you could probably find out on the internet what the career prospects like for ophthalmologists. There are universities there, so there's probably likely to be a lot of drunk young people. But yeah, it's a nice enough place. And I mean, I think the nice thing about Cardiff, it's not that far from London, really. Probably about 2.5 hours on the train to London, which is
that's
London
far.
No, it's not really. Maybe, but so yeah, I can't really give much advice on career prospects, but it's a nice enough place.
Okay.
I hope I was able to be of some help because I don't think I was.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and by
the
way, the
question.
Reason your question was answered this week instead of last week is Brad wasn't here. There's a Cardiff in New Zealand and a Cardiff in Ontario, Canada.
But they assumed that you didn't mean that.
Yeah. So.
But you probably didn't.
Well, hey, if you lived in New Zealand, you could probably get in contact with Chief.
Yep.
That'd be interesting.
From Pepero Hot. Interesting name.
Hot with a W.
Yes.
Oh, the wonderfulness that is the internet age.
Hot by name, Brad, hot voice by nature. Dear Brad, Shane, and guest, Asa, do you have a favorite color? If so, why? Favorite color. I like crimson, just because it's like a nice, rich red. I don't know why. Could be because it's the color of blood.
Blood.
I like not to think that way. But,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, if I were a color psychologist, then I'd probably be all like psychoanalyzing you. So that means that your father took you to the circus one day and you saw the elephants and an elephant died or something like that.
Did that happen, wow. Brad?
What, I saw an elephant die? No, I've never seen any elephants die.
Okay.
That would be strange.
Have you ever seen an elephant?
I guess I've seen an elephant. I've not seen it. Yes.
Okay, that's good. Just check and make sure you can get them. Okay, that's good.
There are zoos in Britain, too.
Yeah, there are.
Are you... They didn't want to put you in one when you went there last time?
You're funny, Shane. You're really funny. No, they never had any desire to put me in a zoo.
Okie dokie, then. Favorite color, Asa?
I'd have to say either black or blue. I like black because...
Those are the colors you go when you get beaten? Black and blue?
Well, I also end up with bruises relatively frequently. I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, so...
What is jiu-jitsu?
It's a martial art thing.
Yeah, it's a ground-based martial art. Imagine Greco-Roman wrestling, but with arm locks, leg locks, head locks, and a lot more deadly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's traditionally used... Well, it's normally used in UFC fighting championships, you know, Ultimate Fighting Championships and in Vegas and stuff, and it's basically a must-have if you're going to do any sort of what's called vale tudo, or everything goes.
Yikes. So. Ever gotten hurt?
I actually have two bruises on me right now. One on my tricep, and that's really big and pretty painful, so... Well, I mean, not.
Okay.
Well, painful anytime I touch it.
Okay. My favorite color would have to be green. I don't know why it always has been.
That's why
I figured you would say that. Farming
next
green.
Next question. If you decided to change your name in real life, what would you change it to and why? I wouldn't want to change my name. Shane would want to change his to Brad.
No. I wouldn't change
you do
this
by
either.
Saying no, you're not only insulting me, you're also insulting Chief.
Why?
Because his name is Brad
I
as well.
I like my name, though. I like my name, though.
But if you... Okay, let's say hypothetically, because saying I like my name is boring. I'd say if I had to change it, I would want my name to be... I don't know. Douglas. Don't ask me why.
Okay. Asa?
Hold on. I'm just trying to find a name. I sort of remember it, but I'm just looking it up. Go ahead.
John. It's easy to say, you know? And it can be spelled in three letters if you're lazy. Or if
you call it
Griefy
lazy?
No. I'm calling his parents lazy. Not that he listens to this.
Yeah, I know, so he's never going to hear.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really thought about it, though, you know?
Why not?
I don't know. And if I wanted to move to France, I could change it to Jean. J-E-N. J-E-A-N, I mean. Whoops! Yeah, there we go. Jean. Like Jean Chrétien, you know? Jean-Luc Picard.
Or Jean-Luc Picard.
How about, yeah. What the hell was that one's name? Your favorite... How about Pierre?
No. No thanks. You got your name, Asa?
Yeah. De Sue Krob. De Sue
Krob. Means...
I just went through a Klingon name generator. Just for fun.
Oh, so you don't know what it means then.
No, I don't. I don't speak Klingon. Oh, okay. I'm not that nerdy. I like Star Trek, but not that much. I actually learning Klingon, but...
I don't speak Klingon either, and I never thought of learning it, so... I think we could be great friends. Let's talk after the show about Star Trek and stuff. Thank you.
I've actually been indoctrinated with Star Trek since from a very young age, actually.
Just like Shane. You two are kindred spirits.
Less so. I'd like to think that I'm, I don't know, somewhere between either of you. Though, ironically, you seem to be both relatively centrist. Brett is sort of like a conservative liberal, and Shane, you're kind of like a liberal conservative.
Wow, that's the first time I've ever heard anyone call Shane a liberal.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
well, he's a conservative, but he's not as right wing as most.
Thank you.
He's against gay. Shane, you usually delight in calling yourself a right winger. You wear it as a badge of pride.
Yeah.
Anyway, we could talk about this for ages.
See. Anyways.
Sorry, what are you calling me?
I didn't call you anything.
Okay, next question.
What's your favorite proverb? Brad, you first.
No, you go first, Shane. You answered the question.
Oh, right. I forgot our way of doing that. Every dog has had his day because... At the end of the day, there's always going to be somebody new.
A dog who has had their day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, there's going to be somebody coming in who's going to be newer and wanted more than you. So basically means to take advantage of what you can while you're the one that's in your prime still.
Okay.
That's the way I interpret that.
Okay.
Lengthy interpretation.
Brad, Asa, who's going first? Or second, I mean.
You can go first, Asa.
Well, it's actually on my SIG. It's never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups.
Democracy!
Ironically, yes. But, I mean, I guess in some cases it works. And, you know, it. It's a little bit hard to explain, but, you know, if you look at crowd mentality and that whole thing, it's just what people do is just like, what?
As yeah, exactly. Winston Churchill said, democracy is the worst form of government except all others that have been tried.
See, you can see this quite clearly if you head over to Dig, and you can see how corrupted the little Dig engine is of everybody contributing, you know? Like, everybody's minds and what that results in as being popular on the front page. I don't know. I don't like that. But, yeah. I like that. I like the one you said, too, because sometimes when you think of it, a benevolent dictatorship is the best kind of government there is.
Yeah, assuming that the benevolent dictator is not corrupted, and in almost all circumstances that have ever existed in this world, the benevolent dictator is corrupt. So it never works.
Yeah, or it just
doesn't prime ministers who stay on for more than 10 years.
It's one of those things that works in theory but never in practice.
Like communism.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Anyway, mine
which ironically leads to part 3 of the question, which
I haven't answered the question yet. Screw off.
Yes, after your proverb.
My proverb is none so deaf as those who will not hear, which rings especially true when you've been moderating a RuneScape forum for coming up 4 years. The stupid people always believe they are right and that I can do what I want. You can't tell me not to be nasty to people. Oh my god, you're a Nazi. I can insult people and be rude to them and be nasty if you want. Oh my god, how dare you tell me I can't, you Nazi. Oh my god, you're so unfair. That's generally people's attitudes. I do what I want. I don't care, I do what I want. Screw you for telling me differently. None so deaf as those who will not hear.
Well, ignorance is bliss, they say.
Yes, ignorance is bliss.
Wow.
Yeah. This is
therapy. Yeah. Who's
4 years
counselor
of
here?
Dealing with stupid teenagers. I'm surprised I'm not rocking backwards and forwards in a chair.
And a very nice white jacket.
Yes.
Yeah. You want are in a mental hospital, you know?
Yeah, Shane, that was the implication. You
didn't
need to spell
the white
it out.
Jacket.
You didn't need to, you know, spell it out. I think, you know,
yeah,
when you join the RSVP staff, you get issued with a white jacket.
As a doctor or a patient?
It's just a requirement to be on the staff. You have to be mentally insane.
Well, I'm proud to say that over the years, our weirdness quotient on the staff has gone down. We're probably the most normal we've ever been.
Wow. Apart from me, Shane.
I think you're the weirdest one still. But
oh,
anyway,
come on.
Part two of the question.
You say that because you dislike me and you ideologically disagree with me. I hate you,
part
too.
Part two of the question. And
it's your question. You're reading it.
Oh, right. What age did you learn to read? I forgot about that. I'm sorry. I learned to read at probably around age 5.
I can't remember. I used to read a lot when I was a kid, so... Hey, funny boy. No, honestly, I don't know what age I learned to read. I used to read a lot when I was a kid, though, so I don't know. I knew I could definitely read by the time I started school, and that's like 4, possibly 5. So I'd say somewhere between 4 and 5.
Okay. Asa?
That's proficiently, obviously.
Let's see. I've actually always read with my parents since I was really little. They've always read to me and that kind of thing. Let's see. The earliest I remember reading was kindergarten. So that was like 5. I remember I was also way ahead of most people. I remember reading Harry Potter in first grade, so.
Harry Potter in first grade. How old are you then?
I'm 16, turning 17 later this year.
Harry Potter was out that long ago?
Yep.
Yeah,
the first book only.
The first book was ages ago.
Okay. I thought the first book was like 1999 or something.
It was pretty early.
I feel kind of old saying this, but...
1997 in the UK, 1998 in the US.
I actually feel kind of old saying this. I remember when it was like that Halloween or something, or the one after that, and I set up a Harry Potter costume and went out trick-or-treating, as is tradition, and...
Who were you?
I was Harry Potter, and people were like... Who are you? And I was like, Harry Potter. Who's that?
and now you dress up as a wizard.
What?
Well, now you...
No. What? No.
Shane used to trick or treat just as Hermione Granger.
That's your job, because you got the long hair.
Oh, yeah, that makes me a girl.
Well, I don't think Brad has sort of red frizzy hair and buck teeth, but...
Oh, I do.
Red hair?
No, I don't. I have blonde hair, and it's not frizzy, and I don't have buck teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I mean, it's kind of crazy now. You know, you dress up as any old wizard and go trick-or-treating in the States now, and it's like, oh, who are you, Harry Potter? You know, it's just sort of automatic now.
Yeah, it's sad, I think, that it's become something like that can become so ingrained in the culture, you know? Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
Anyways.
Normal cultural paradigms, they always get set up over time.
Yeah.
Last bit of the question.
Part 3. What do you think of Leninism/Marxism? That's from Power Crazy.
Well, all I know about either of them is that they promote egalitarianism, which is good in theory, never works in practice.
Yes, as we can see with... Well, let's see. The former Soviet Union and all their states, Cuba, China. Who else?
No, I think the thing with egalitarianism is it obviously masquerades itself as the empowerment of the poor and helping the poor and all that. But I think it's as much about subjugation of the rich and the well-off. And I think, yes, we should support the poorest members of society. There's a saying, I can't remember who said it, but, you know, you can only judge how well a society is by how, you know, how badly, it's poor citizens are. I mean,
no, I disagree.
Obviously, they should be helped, but I don't think at the restriction of the upper classes. Let them succeed on their own merits, but support the poorer people. Don't necessarily restrict the high flyers. That's my feeling.
But the important thing to remember is that Leninism, Marxism, isn't communism. Communism started out with the idea of Leninism and Marxism.
But they are basically the roots of communism. It focuses around egalitarianism, that we should all be equal.
I can't stand that.
Well, you can't stand the fact that we don't be equal.
Well, no, I can't stand the fact that there are people out there who think that everybody should be equal. When
it would be a big step up for you, Shane. It would probably benefit you more than most people if we were all equal.
I don't know. I don't think that that's the right.
I don't agree with that either.
It should work.
Wait, so does this go with Shane's whole gray jumpsuits and everybody alike thing?
No, that's something else.
In the gray jumpsuits and with the identification numbers, he still wants to be the top dog, and he wants, you know, to have people to look down on.
I never said that.
That's your philosophy, though. You like looking down on people.
No.
You like looking down at people and thinking, I'm better than you.
No.
Yes, I
just think that people shouldn't be equalized because everybody has an equal chance and can.
No. This
succeed.
Is rubbish. Everybody doesn't have an equal chance at life, Shane. It very much depends
sure
on. It very much depends on factors. Where you're born, who you are born to. You know, if you're born to wealthy parents, poor parents. If you're born to good parents, if you're born to negligent parents. You can't say everybody has an absolutely equal opportunity of success in life. It's bullshit.
Okay, well, maybe not fully equal, but it's still, if you work hard, I believe anything can be accomplished.
Yes, but other people are born into that kind of environment, whereas others aren't. I don't believe people should be condemned when they fail because they've had a hard life. The same as I don't think everybody should be, we should have big parties and celebrate everybody who succeeded, you know, if they've had everything handed to them on a silver platter. It's all relative.
Brad.
Very subjective.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. That was from Power Crazy. We're moving on now. Asa, next question, please.
Okay. Would you train all skills to 99, though, through any circumstances, unbought? Remember the last guy on Earth thing? P.S. For the record, my name is pronounced Esovasa 1. But over the years, I've grown accustomed to Esovsa 1. Thanks, Ryan.
Just before you get underway answering this, I trimmed out a long essay about this. Basically says you're the last person on Earth, and hence the last person thing. So, go ahead.
You want me to go first? Or?
Yeah, you read it.
I don't know. I guess I've had nothing else to do. I'm studying for the SAT equivalent here, and I'm doing a lot of stuff, and so even if I were the only person playing RuneScape, or even the only person, if I were the only person left on the Earth, I'd probably be too busy freaking out and or gathering supplies and building a bunker or something.
That'd be interesting,
I think. No. My answer is definitely no.
Brad?
Maybe over time, but not immediately.
No, I think getting 99 fishing was hard enough, and that's not even a difficult skill. That's a skill that's certainly AFKable. Unless, you know, it was under the circumstances that I was put in a room with a computer and told the only thing you can do is play RuneScape. No, it's not going to happen. And I'd never want it to happen. You know, I'd probably, there's a lot of other things I'd rather devote my time to than clicking.
Like finding the origin of the universe through physics?
No, not that.
Okay. No, I wouldn't do this either, because what's the point? There's nobody to show off to that I've done it, you know? And
that's the only reason to accomplish anything, is it? To show off.
Are kind of useless, you know?
Yeah, but are you saying that's the only reason to do anything, to show off to people?
I would just saying that because I wanted to kind of make you think that after our last question.
Oh, rubbish.
Yep. And it's from Brian.
Dear Shane, Brad, and Asa, what are your least... I guess he means favorite and least favorite. What are your least... Sorry, I messed it up again. What are your favorite and least favorite updates that have been put into RuneScape? Difficult. Least favorite, probably one of those little nothing quests that takes 5 minutes to do and gives 200 experience in a scale. I can't remember. There's been plenty of them. Basically, any sort of minor or irrelevant update that doesn't constitute being an update. Favorite update, probably the most recent one I can think of would be Living Caverns.
Oh, that's good.
The rock tail and the cavefish.
Yeah, you made some good money off that, didn't you, hey?
No, not that good, because I couldn't sell them raw. I fished 5,000 rock tail, thinking I could sell them raw and make a quick buck. Then I realized I had to cook them to get them to sell. So it wasn't bad, but it was more arduous than I'd anticipated.
Okay. Asa?
Least favorite update. I guess some of the holiday updates have been really weak recently.
Oh, yeah.
But it's sort of least ever. I get also some of the nerfing stuff that they've done I'm not such a fan of. But, you know, I guess other than the holiday update, not really something, yeah. There's not really anything else. Like the last one was just horrible, to say the least, I guess. But most favorite, I don't know. That's really hard. I guess there's not really one particular thing that I enjoy the most. Give me a moment.
Okay, I'll go then. My favorite would have to be farming, because it's changed the way I play the game completely.
No prizes for guessing that he was going to say that, people.
My least favorite would have to be any kind of the little nerfing things when they change something to make a minority happy when clearly the majority is in favor of it, you know? So, yeah, that sort of thing.
Oh, I think probably one of my most favorite was Stealing Creation. That's a pretty decent minigame. It's probably my favorite minigame out there.
Decent it's for good getting those tools to...
It's good for a wide number of skills.
Well, yeah, and it allows you to train stuff free, really. So, you know, magic is honestly a pain to train because you have to, of course, buy the runes and stuff. And you potentially have this enormous cost with nothing really in exchange. And, you know, even trying to make money high elking is hard because you've got to find something with enough of a profit margin between the buying price or the, you know, whatever you need to make it or whatever, and how much you can elk it for. Plus then putting in the runes, and you'll be lucky if you even break even.
Yeah, it's really hard to high elk anything in this day and age and make a profit, so.
Mm-hmm.
I like the good old days.
Yeah, I remember when I could high elk you longbows and make money.
Yeah, you longbows, man. Back in the day, you see guaranteed profit.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That was actually
second part?
Really good back then. And of course, you had these really fixed prices, but... Yeah, and it was a little hard to find items occasionally, but you know there were its own little perks, you know, more item to item trading and that kind of thing, and the whole bank sale phenomena that was around.
Yeah, I remember
for
those
years. Those were awesome. You just go up to somebody, do you have this? Oh, look, check out, you know, my giant inventory of all kinds of stuff, and it's like, eh, I want that. How much, you know?
That's something that the Grand Exchange has done, made trading a whole lot less personal, you know? I can't remember when I traded with a random person who wasn't on my friends list giving me something that we had prearranged, you know? So
probably never, because you're always that sort of antisocial person.
No, I used to go to World 2 and buy stuff. That's how I bought my seeds for 99 farming.
That's not necessarily trading with a random person, though, is it? That's...
Yeah, it is. It is.
Sort of.
Not really random.
Next part.
Is this still my question?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, we go. If you could delete any update to RS and add one, what would it be and why? Delete any update. Farming, just to piss off Shane. That's a obligatory answer there.
Yeah.
But no, let me think. Any update I'd really want to delete? Farming doesn't bother. I'd probably say Hunter, because I think it was somewhat of a nothing skill. Contributed very little to the game except another number to grind. And what would I add in its place? I don't know, some worthwhile skill, but I can't think of what that is.
Shapeshifting.
Oh, God.
Okay. If I could delete anything, I would probably delete the changes that they made bringing PvP worlds back.
So you would have kept no PvP?
Well, I would have kept the safe PvP, but...
why would you...
So basically, you don't like... I remember you commenting on this years ago. You basically still hate PKers.
Well, no, I don't hate them. I just think that... I just think that the game was better without the wilderness and the PvP aspect, because PvP brings out the worst in people. And the PvPers, well, some of them, I have friends who are PvPers, don't seem to notice that, you know? So that's why I delete that.
So you would remove an aspect of the game just because you don't enjoy it? That's a very selfish attitude.
I'd remove it to better the general gameplay for everyone.
Rubbish. It would have a bad knock-on effect on the economy.
Well, yeah, so, yeah, I was just going to say, I mean,
it already did.
It's like the real world. War moves the economy. And, you know, if you all of a sudden took out PvP, you'd have this, a super stagnant economy, because nobody would be really buying and selling stuff except for the occasional pieces of equipment and food. I mean, other than that, you wouldn't really need anything else.
Shane advocates a slowdown in the economy. He wants prices to drop of everything.
No, it would just be a bad thing for the economy, granted, but I think that in the end, there would be ways to adapt, as with everything.
The ends justify the means.
And as we all know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Rubbish. Just because Call of Duty 4... just because Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 agrees with you doesn't mean it's right.
That's what I'm titling my essay, by the way, for economics, about Niger.
I hope you get F. I'm gonna call up your professor and have a word.
And if I could add one, time runes.
Oh, God. I'm glad you said that rather than shape-shifting. Even though time...
Okay,
how would you control time in a game like RuneScape, Shane? How would you do it?
Well, say you cast the spell to freeze time, just for example. If anybody went into the area where the spell cast, they'd freeze and they wouldn't be able to move.
Including player characters?
Isn't that kind of like Ice Barrage?
That could be like massive griefing.
Except everything would freeze.
Yeah, but that could be used to grief people, couldn't it? Just constantly casting freeze when they were trying to train.
Yeah, it would be like a PvP only spell or something.
Oh,
you know?
Right. You didn't specify.
Well, yeah, and if it were non PvP, you would basically turn the Grand Exchange obsolete. I mean, nobody would be able to use it because some idiots would constantly go in there and stop time for however long, and nobody would ever get any trading done.
Another thing I have with time runes is to introduce them in a quest where you have to go back in time to prevent this destruction of Varrok, because some people say whatever the god is who likes blowing things up decides to destroy Varrok. The ones from the east. The vampire people. Say they come in. You should know this, Mr. Cullen, right? Hey?
Sounds too much like zombie invasion to me.
Okay, well, the vampire people come in, they destroy Varrok, and you need to use time runes to go back and reverse the damage.
Or maybe it could be their opening into a RuneScape 3 or Stellar Dawn or whatever.
Oh yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Like,
it wouldn't be something that you would, have permanently, just something, it's like, oh, I want to switch my character and all my levels from RuneScape 2 to Stellar Dawn.
But Stellar Dawn's not going to be a RuneScape 3, is it? It's unrelated.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, if there is a RuneScape 3, they're going to have some major event that really changes the game or something to allow them to go to the next level, I guess.
Anyway.
Okay.
Hold on with that question.
Your turn. Won't you delete an ad?
Delete. Gosh. I'm honestly not a big fan of Herblore. But sorry. You know, there's some useful potions, but it's just a pain to train. And, you know, the lower level stuff, it's just not really fun at all. It's just, you know, they could replace it with something like, well, yeah, it really is. And there isn't really profit, especially if you're doing the ultra high level ones. And, you know, you could replace it with something like chemistry or something like that that allows you to do a heck of a lot more, but with...
Make
C4. Sure, you know, make a nuclear reactor or, you know, make something, make I don't know, nuclear missiles to launch into the PvP worlds. I remember that episode, the Varric Cannon, I think it was.
Yeah,
and the Protect from Missiles prayer.
Yes!
That was ages ago.
Okay.
Wow. I'll start.
And of course, that dates me for how long I've been listening, but...
Yeah. Well, that's good. You did both delete an ad in the same one. I give you credit for that.
Thank you.
Next question.
Hello, staff. What do you think about Excel going to CJX? Are you a fan of him? For anybody who doesn't know, Excel is the one who won the Machinima competition, and he wrote up a development blog for JX to post about his visit there. Quite interesting.
And he also
read, so.
Posted on his YouTube channel a video of him going to JX. But he couldn't actually post any video from inside JX HQ, obviously.
Yeah, you know, that's too bad. But from another perspective, I can understand why they wanted that, you know. So, like, for instance, if anybody ever comes to visit me here, I'll make them sign something saying that anything we talk about is subject to NDA and you can't take any pictures or video.
Shane, I won't want to come and visit you and nobody else will, so you don't have to worry about that.
So, yeah, I don't think we have any issues with Excel here, do we?
And no, he deserved to win the contest.
Yeah,
he did.
Well, yeah, for True Machinima, his was the best. But I also really like the creativeness of the line dance one. I mean, that must have taken
the one I ended up voting for.
A long time to film.
For some reason, Brad didn't like that one.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it as that creative, personally.
Okay.
I mean, all they basically did. I mean, yeah, it took time, no doubting that. But just because something takes a lot of time to do doesn't make it worthwhile. It was just the concept was poor. The production was good. Obviously, but it was just a poor idea and it didn't work. I'm out.
Views on macroing?
Views on macroing?
Yeah,
stupid.
In my view, it should be a capital punishment. You should get the death penalty.
Capital
macro,
punishment.
That's it.
If you're stupid enough to do it, you deserve to be banned, basically.
Yes. Agree, Asa?
Yeah, I mean... I remember also seeing tons of macros, and it's really nice to see them not crowding the U's and stuff anymore. But, you know, it really should be something that, you know, it's something that I've never been a fan of. It's illegal by JAGX's standards, and, you know, I guess there are some uses, especially in decreasing the prices of consumable items, but I don't see any other advantage other than that.
Yeah, so yeah, we're all against it here. So that question was from L Crush L. Interesting name. Next one, Brad.
Next question. Dear Shane, Brad, and Asa, what would you consider your most proud accomplishments and greatest failure in life so far? I hate questions like this. Because it forced me to think of something. I've not, by my own standards anyway, I've not achieved anything that's great in life so far that I'm going to want to brag about it. Even if I did, I wouldn't want to brag because I don't like bragging. Greatest failure? I don't know. Again, difficult to say. I've not had any great failures or great successes in my life. It's, so far, it's been pretty average. But like I said, I hate questions like this, and I can't be bothered to think of answers. And even if I could, they'd probably be very personal, and I wouldn't want to discuss them in a public forum.
I'm sort of the same. There's nothing really incredible that I've ever done, nor anything really incredible that I've succeeded in failing at. So, there's nothing really.
Ask me when I'm 40. I might have an answer.
That we're young. I have to say the same thing. I haven't done anything that interesting or lost any elections or been expelled from anywhere yet. So it's safe to say I've had no failures and no successes. But in about 5 years' time, I'll look back and determine if my university degree was worth it and therefore a success, which is finishing next.
I guess you could call RSVNB a success. I mean, you've been able to create a really diverse community and, you know, some of the best skill calculators and stuff out there.
Yeah, in respect to RuneScape fan sites, maybe, but in, like...
But it's not like it's something you'd want engraved on your tombstone, is it?
No.
Yeah, or on your resume. Well, maybe. It depends on what you're applying for.
On my tombstone is my favorite quote.
The more things change, the more they stay the same?
Yeah.
I want mine to say, I told them I was ill. That was what Spike Milligan had on his tombstone. No, I'm not ill.
Oh, that's good.
You're sick, though, Shane. Next part? You're a very sick man. And next part. Also, do you like the idea of 99 skill family crest? For example, Brad could have a fishing or cooking theme pair in House, Kite, Shield, Full Helm, and Banner. Yeah, that does sound quite fun. Sort of personalized armor based around what 99s you have. I guess.
That's a good idea.
Any idea that promotes customization is always good.
Yeah. That could be interesting. Sorry, I sort of jumped in there.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement then.
Yeah, we don't think it's interesting.
I don't wonder what a farming.
You'd like a farming icon on all your armor, wouldn't you, Shane?
Yeah.
Maybe they could have sort of a general 99 crest that, you know, showed in a circle or something all the 99 skills that you have. I mean, that'd be really interesting.
Might be a bit small.
Possibly. Maybe you could have, like, an examine or something that, you know, says all of their 99s. But, you know, it'd be a cool way to sort of say, yeah, I have 99 in this, and this scale without having to constantly carry around skill capes.
Yeah, that would be an idea.
Yep. Okay, that was from Lunar Sensei, another farmer. Asa, next question, please.
Dear Shane, Brad, and Asa, Brad, will you sing this? It's a YouTube link.
It's the Barney song, I think. No, I will not sing that, as I told you on MSN.
It's not a Barney link.
It's a Barney song.
It's Star Trek Voyager theme.
Oh, he was on about the Barney one. Oh, yeah, it's Shane singing the Star Trek Voyager theme.
You know what I find really funny about this? Is that there's no lyrics in the Voyager theme song.
Obviously, he knows that, Shane. He's making fun. It's satire.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
Anyway, on to the next bit.
Joe, you gonna sing?
Okay, so,
No.
It basically looks like he's just going Voyager, 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 Voyager.
I think that's what he is doing.
Yeah. And Shane and Guest, will you make a cat noise, a dog noise, a rocket taking off, and a computer fan noise?
This could be fun. I really love the intellectual questions. Who wants to go first?
One thing that I've noticed about the people that come up with these questions is that they really have some of the most interesting questions I've ever seen on a podcast. You know, it's like, will you sing this? Okay, no. You know, or there have been some interesting ones, to say the least. That it's like,
So cat okay. noise? Or you want to go with the cat noise first?
I'll pass on the cat noise. I am not really a cat person.
Dog?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Dog?
Of course, Shane.
Brad?
Do a cat noise. Be a sport.
Meow.
There we go. Right, dog. Dog noise.
Panting, barking, what?
Woof, woof.
Which one?
Woof, woof. That was good.
Well, I've got a dog actually right here, so if I can get her to bark, you could probably hear it.
Oh, that doesn't count. It has to be you.
Ah, darn.
A rocket okay. taking off.
I don't know. This is gonna be harder. No, I can't do it. So there's somebody swilling their mouth though.
Yeah, I don't think that was a rocket noise, was it?
Why are you doing a whip noise? But
it's like a slow motion whip noise. That
yeah
we can do it. Computer fan noise.
I can try a rocket if you want, but
go for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounded like a car engine combined with a rocket.
That sounded like somebody like really groaning, like going. Anyway, computer fan.
There we
noise.
Go. Here
well,
you
that
go,
depends
Brad.
On your computer fan.
We're going. Yeah.
Mine says like a plane taking off. Here, and it was like,
here's a real rocket.
Main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Endeavor, completing Kibo and fulfilling Japan's hope. Or an out-of-this-world space
That's
laboratory.
That's what a rocket sounds like.
Anyway,
I guess mine was the closest then.
This is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you, Magnagnagon. Interesting questions.
We can't do computer
fan
noise.
Yeah. Last week, for some reason, Kula and Chief wouldn't bark.
Maybe they have some pints of self-respect.
Yeah. Well, no, Colin did the panting noise of his dog.
Well, yeah, I was just about
Why
to say...
Why the hell would you not bark if you would do the panting noise? The panting noise is worse.
Okay. Dear Shane, Brad, and Asa, I'm getting my first computer and I can't decide between the 13-inch MacBook Pro or the 20-inch iMac. Please just give me your opinion, and Brad, don't say get a PC because they're terrible. That's from Maniac.
They're terrible. Get a PC. You wanted me to say that.
You're outvoted here, actually.
I'm also a Mac user. Sorry.
You remember what we were saying earlier about stupid people in large groups? I think it comes into prevalence about now.
Yeah, but it also comes into prevalence in terms of Windows. If you look at...
Touché, sir.
I must quote Steve Gibson, since this comes up. But he was talking about Windows and One Security Now, and he called it a steaming pile of crap.
It works for me.
Hey, but, you know, I guess...
It works, but there's just better alternatives for some things. When it comes to point of laptop or desktop, it depends. Definitely go with the iMac if you don't need to be taking it places. If you need to be taking it places, get the MacBook Pro. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Because the iMac is cheaper and you get more bang for your buck. So.
But, of course, if you need to cart it around, obviously the laptop.
Then you want a laptop. Yeah. You know, they actually do make a bag called the iLugger that lets you carry an iMac around.
The inconvenience to carry a screen around.
Yeah. I can see quite a few possible problems with that plan.
Yeah, so it's really a simple answer, and it's up to you. And just remember that you have the added issue of battery with a MacBook Pro that sometimes... Laptop batteries, even though they're advertised for 7 hours don't necessarily last that long, and they have the potential to go bad. So remember that, too. Next one. Brad?
Hello, Shane and Asa. And he doesn't put my name here, so I'm very upset. If you had to be handcuffed to one political figure for the rest of your life, who would it be? Thanks and up the farming. That question is from Toto Jim Bob. That's a redneck RS name if I ever heard one. Toto Jim Bob. Jim Bob. Mainly
be
the Jim
nice.
Bob part. I'm not calling him a redneck. I'm just saying his RS name sounds redneck-like.
Okay.
Anyway, handcuffed to one political figure. Well, it would be smart money to pick an older one because they're going to die first. Hey,
no,
we got the dog bark.
Permanently. Yeah, that was my dog. She's right under the desk.
Sounds like a political figure. Old Thatcher. Even though she's senile, I probably couldn't get much conversation.
I think the problem if somebody died is that you would still be handcuffed to them, no?
Yeah, good point.
So I think you'd want somebody a little bit younger.
No, you can't put me in the coffin with them.
Wait. It says you'll be
put
handcuffed
Brad in,
to me.
In, put yeah. him in. Put him in. Put Brad in the coffin with Thatcher, please. Or maybe the furnace if she's getting cremated.
Actually, that's nice, Shane. You're saying you want me to die. I've made a lot of jokes about you over the years, but I don't believe I've ever said, Shane, I want you to die. You've taken this to an unacceptable level, sir. I am offended. Actually, no, I don't care what you say. There we go. That's fine.
Asa, who'd you be handcuffed to?
Oh, gosh.
Who's the... What do you call your leader of Brazil?
His colloquial name is Lula, which means squid. And...
Isn't he quite fat?
He's a big guy. He's a big guy, and he sort of talks like this.
And he's got a beard, hasn't he?
He's got a very large beard, very large white beard. Well, I mean, not large, but it covers most of his face. And he's only 9-fingered.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
Don't think of Frodo, please.
So would you be handcuffed to him?
I think on one hand it could be good, especially because his approval rating is so high. But I think it could be really bad, especially because there are a couple of scandals that haven't been tied yet to him and have sort of stopped right below him. And I think, you know, in 20 years' time, they're going to be tied to him, and then he's going to be in trouble. So I'd prefer not to be handcuffed to him. I'd prefer not to also be handcuffed to, like, Obama. I think I'd want to pick some sort of obscure senator in the U.S. or something.
Ted Stevens?
Then you can live...
He's not a senator anymore.
He's dead.
He died?
Somebody... I think there's a congressman that
no,
I'm...
No, I'm thinking of Kennedy.
I think there's a congressman that I'm distantly related to called something Blumenauer that's like the congressman from Oregon. So I think I'd prefer to be handcuffed to one of those people because then... You know, there's not really much of a chance of you being assassinated by anybody, and, you know, you can live comfortably, and... Well,
Earl
yeah,
Blumenauer. Representing Oregon's 3rd District. Eh.
I'd be
How
handcuffed
are you, Shane?
To... I'd be handcuffed
Palin.
To...
Palin!
No, Stephen
Dirty boy.
Or maybe,
Dion.
No.
Iggy.
Or maybe George Bush.
Iggy.
You
Cheney.
Probably
there
don't want to be... You don't want to be chained to those people. Especially once their Secret Service protection runs out.
Presidents get Secret Service protection for life.
Not anymore, actually. Bush is the first one that only gets it for, I think, 15 years after the end of their presidency. And I can imagine that there are going to be a lot of people still sore about what he did to the U.S. So it's good that he's making himself as inconspicuous as possible since he stepped out of office.
Okay, then. We'll just stick with Stephen Harper, then. Or
okay.
Maybe Ralph
last,
Klein, but anyways,
last question.
It's for you, Brad. And you alone.
Brad, well, there is a bit for you. Brad, what bands have you seen live and what has been your favorite? He didn't actually ask this question to me, but it's obviously you've never seen a band live, Shane. Brad, what bands have you seen live and what have been your favorite? Do you plan to see any bands in the future? If so, who? No, I don't plan to see any bands in the future because I don't go that many. The only bands I've seen live have been Foo Fighters, Wembley. I saw Rise Against twice. And Billy Talent, I saw Rock and Ring 2007, which was good. I don't know. They were all pretty good. Foo Fighters at Wembley was good. Billy Talent, Rock and Ring was good. I don't know. I can't pick, but they're all good. And obviously, I said I have no plans to see any in the future. Shane, ballpoint or biro?
What the heck is biro?
It's a type of pen, Shane. Biro.
Oh, I'd probably ballpoint then, because I'd never seen a biro pen here.
I'll show you what a biro looks like.
You have one?
Yeah, picture? Most of the pens you get here, I sent you one. Most of the points you get here are biro. I prefer ballpoint, personally.
Maybe we do have those here, because that looks like pens that we'd have here. But so then what's a ballpoint for you guys, then?
Ballpoint is... I don't know the definition between the pens.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Ballpoints are usually quite thicker, I thought. Well, sort of. Anyway, I move on. Tech news, then. Thank you. Two questions were from Kenny. Thank you. Tech news.
Apple refuses to repair smokers' Macs. Apple is reportedly refusing to repair Macs of smokers because of the tobacco residues inside the machines poses a health risk. Two separate U.S. repair centers have allegedly told customers that they couldn't repair their Macs because their machines had been contaminated by cigarette smoke. When asked for an explanation, she said he's a smoker and is contaminated with cigarette smoke, which they consider a biohazard, claims one of the consumers who was attempting to get her son's Mac repaired, according to the Consumerist website. Three cheers for Apple on this one.
Why?
Seriously. Well, they're discouraging smoking.
We had a brief discussion before the show, and I don't see why they would refuse it as a health risk unless the inside of that computer was absolutely coated with tobacco or something like that. No good reason to...
I know.
You know, it just sounds like a bad excuse.
But it's creating a good standard for people in terms of health.
I don't like smokers, but if they want to kill themselves with cigarettes, let them.
If you want to buy a Mac. You know? So... I support this. Asa?
Well, I mean, it's sort of a 6-1, half dozen the other. I'm all sort of for shunning smokers. But I guess, you know, it's like, thanks for killing yourself, Hess, or, you know, you're making the gene pool a little bit better by eliminating people that get addicted anyways. and yes, that is very macabre.
Go, Darwin.
Yeah. But, I wouldn't call it a biohazard. The excuse, I guess, is weak. You know, I guess they could say, oh, it's a health risk because we have people that are allergic to the smell of cigarette smoke. But to say that it's a biohazard, if that is what they said, then it's like, come on, what's... This isn't like nerve gas or anything. It's just tobacco. People have been living with it for years. I mean... Look at the 80s, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. So if you want to read more about this and the two cases involved, you can head over to the show notes at update.rsbnb.com and find the link to the story. Brad, Swedish accent.
Do you want to read it?
Yes.
Swedish accent's the one I can't do.
Yes, you can.
Is Sweden the only country to have sent a member of the Pirate Party to the European Parliament? I can't do it. Finally giving it a swashbuckling ways. When Sweden's IPRED anti-piracy law went into effect earlier this year, internet traffic across the country plummeted overnight, a sign that P2P users fearing exposure at last, were abandoning their existing copyright infringement tools. The Pirate Bay defendants were found guilty by a Swedish court earlier this year, and the site's ISP are now under assault by the music and movie industries. The music business insists that the measures are working. Music's major labels say the sales of digital downloads are up 18% in the first 9 months of 2009 in Sweden. I'd call bullshit on that last statement, personally. But
Yeah, me too. You know, sometimes these are the kind of industries who like to declare victory prematurely, you know? So.
And I thought a link was already exposed that, you know, one pirated download didn't equal one lost sale.
Yes, that's entirely true.
Yeah, I've known people to download pirated songs and then end up buying it later. But in general, it seems it's actually a little bit sad. A lot of people, just because it's out there on the internet, end up pirating music just because it's out there and free. So, you know, people have actually been shocked. I've said, I don't.
Brad?
People have been shocked.
Have done in the past, not for years now, though.
Okay. I don't.
When people have asked me, you know, oh, do you buy music? And I've said yes, they've been shocked. So.
Yeah, like, that's the thing.
If I really like an artist, I'll pay for it, though. That's the difference.
Yeah, it's the whole sort of support what you like, I guess.
Mm. Yeah. And with iTunes songs being only 99 cents, I don't see where the problem is, you know? Like, what teenager doesn't have 99 cents a week for a new song, you know?
Mm.
So, I don't know. But it's just something to keep in mind, is that what you hear from these people might not exactly be true. Moving on, just a slight passing note. Windows 8 is targeted for 2012. My guess is we'll be hearing about it later this year. 2010, I mean. So, Windows 8. So, let's just take this few months we have and enjoy the relative calm before we start hearing about Windows 8 and OS 10.7. Right?
Okay. Right? Enjoy the calm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's time for something we call the Skill of the Month update at this,
Scottum.
This time of the show. Yes,
well,
Scottum.
Just really quick, one last thing in tech that I found. Windows just patched... in this last major patch, a bug, well, sort of bug, an exploit, that allowed remote code execution through font parsing that allowed whoever it was to get straight into the kernel.
Oh, dear. So with that, everybody just make sure you run your Windows updates, because if you don't, then you could have a nice little surprise next time you go on your computer.
Yeah, and that's not even something that can be stopped by, like, disabling JavaScript or anything. It's something that you really need to be careful on where you go.
Yeah. Anyways, in terms of Skill of the Month, Adaron Cronon is still winning with 7.15.
Close. Top two.
Million. Italy for Life is at 6.88 million. With roughly 4 days left in the month, so there's still time for Italy for Life to take over. And third is, I can't. Okay, somebody say his name. I don't remember how to say it from earlier. Brian.
Asa.
Let's see.
Uso Vaso.
Okay, there we go. Anyways, so,
that's he's quite a long way behind though. 2.5 million behind second to third.
Yeah.
So two horse race.
Italy for Life. Adaron Cronon. And the December Skill of the Month, which you can now sign up for, is Magic.
Magic! Could it be Magic? Yes, it could.
Isn't that the name of a song?
It's the line of a song. Could it be Magic? Spandau Ballet.
Also, everybody remember that once you sign up, don't change your RuneScape name, because if you do, you're out of luck when it comes to getting your experience tracked. We did grace periods the previous 2 months because people didn't read that or something, but please remember that this month when you're signing up. Do not change your name after you press that enter button. Yes. I think that's it for Skill of the Month. And I just want to say that at the end of December, Skill of the Year will be tabulated once again, and that winner will go to whoever's gathered the most experience in all of the Skill of the Months combined for 2009.
Yes. Isn't Southrend actually going for Skill of the Year?
I don't know. I'm not sure who is. I need to... It's kind of hard because you have to look at who's won... I don't know. I think that Adiv might have a good shot. Or Tim. I'm thinking, based on looking at the archives. Because Tim's gained 14.7 in July, and Adiv has gained roughly 10.9 or so in the 2 months, so should be interesting to see what happens in November and December. So anything can happen this month. I'm talking to you, Tim, and Adiv, so get going. Asa, you have a pick for us?
Which one do you want? Because I have two.
Go with one that that people have less likely to heard about.
I don't know which one that would be.
Okay, just pick one at random then.
I'll go with the book. It's okay. The book Catch 22. It's a great sort of military commentary. Very dark humor. If you liked Doctor Strangelove, you'll love the book. It's basically the story of a guy called Yossarian, and it's a little bit confusing, but it very shows the truth of the phrase military intelligence in multiple ways. Sorry, Brad. But it's by a guy called Joseph Heller, and you can find it in most major bookstores, you know, Barnes & Noble. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it, you know, just about anywhere. It's considered a classic, and if you like dark sort of military humor with a lot of irony and that kind of thing, you know, sort of no-win situations and a lot of sort of ha-ha, but gosh, yikes. It's really good. It's also very satirical, and it's very critical of people that are way too idealistic or a little bit disillusioned about what war and that kind of thing is really about. So it's a great book. I read it recently, and it's pretty funny if you like things that are ironic and sort of dark in a way. So yeah, okay. Catch 22.
I'm gonna have to check that out. Who's it by?
Joseph Heller.
Okay, I think you said that. I thought you were mentioning a character in the book when you said that, but okay.
No, so, the main character is Yossarian. So
okay, Catch 22 by Joseph Heller. Links would be in the show notes. update.rsbnb.com. So let's just start with Asa and tell us a bit about what you've been doing on RuneScape in real life, if you want, this past week.
Well, RuneScape, I haven't been doing much except for doing some wood cutting. I also finally got around to beating the Leprechaun Champion, which isn't much of an accomplishment. But
that's
I sort
a challenge.
Of decided, yeah, really. But yeah, I've been leveling up wood cutting. I'm sort of going for 99 casually. I don't have a lot of time to play because this next week is just going to be chaotic with tests. I have a test every day in 12 different subjects.
Wow.
And so yeah, it's going to be pretty hectic. Other than basically school, home, study, and relax, haven't been doing all that much.
Okay. Brad.
Yes,
tell us about your trip
last
week. Tell us about your trip last week and what you've been doing with RuneScape.
It was pretty fun. I had to get up at 5, which is why I wasn't at the PC gaming event last Wednesday, because it took place 3 hours before I had to be up to get the train. Yeah, it was fine. You know, not much interesting to say. Being shown around the place, lots of breeze, lots of talking. Lots of note making, you know, lots of things like that. And we did the fitness test, and we got issued boots.
Which you failed.
I didn't fail the fitness test, Shane. We weren't actually told there were any standards we had to meet. So it wasn't like, this is what you have to get. We were tested against the standards that you have to pass by week 6 of basic training. And I was like, you had to get level 9 shuttle 10 on the bleat test. I finished at level 9 shuttle 5 because I got confused because the PTIs, you know, way of explaining the warning system they operated was slightly confusing. They said, when you fail to hit the line three times, then you have to go out. You have to fire at your finish. That's your score. They didn't say three consecutive times, which is what it meant. So I was mentally counting them in my head. And when I missed it for the third time, I stopped and said, sorry, I missed it. Which went, but anyway, that was their fault.
And then I,
no, I didn't get yelled at. They don't care. There were a lot of people who, you know, who were even lower than me. And like I said, they don't care.
I reached level 9 on a beep test before.
Yeah, before, Shane. Probably not recently. But anyway, yeah, apart from Shane's rudeness. Basically, it was fine. The way back, I was stuck at Paddington in London for 2 hours waiting for a train because for some reason I got there at 10 to 4 and there wasn't a train out to Gloucester till 10 to 6. No, not... Yeah, 10 to 6. Why, I don't know. There were supposed to be 2 trains in that time. I asked one of the blokes at the station. He went, I'll go and find out for you, and then disappeared, and I never saw him again. But yeah, British Rail's bad.
Should have
thrown
him on the track.
No, Shane, that would have got me arrested. And I wasn't near the track at the time. It was the big station. Apart from that, RuneScape, I've not been on RuneScape that much. When I have, I've been runecrafting and farming. I'm ashamed to say.
Runecrafting and farming, that's awesome. Do you want to explain the Brett Cullen thing?
No, I don't, Shane. Okay.
Please do, because I'm even I'm somewhat
okay,
mystified.
Okay, I'll quickly explain it. Basically, my girlfriend loves Twilight, as do all stupid girls, and I luckily dodged the bullet and wasn't forced to go and see it as I was the first film. She went with her friends, and for some reason, after they all got back, they all started calling me Brad Cullen, and I didn't get it, you know? It seemed a stupid thing that I didn't get it, and I asked why, and basically, apparently, in the movie, the stupid gay vampire has an overcoat that looks extremely similar, now, apart from, I think it's a slightly different colour, to a coat I have, and a coat I like. So thank you, Twilight, the film. You ruined my favourite coat for me.
I really don't get the whole thing that is Twilight. I mean, you know, they're vampires, but they don't bite anybody. They don't die from being in the sun. They sparkle.
All it basically is it's attractive to girls because the main protagonist, as I understand from reading things on the internet, not because I've actually watched or read the damn thing, the protagonist is a teenage girl who is very depressed and very unhappy with her life. And basically she meets this vampire who, you know, despite the fact that she's quite a plain and normal girl, is overwhelmingly in love with her and all this stuff. And basically it's like every girl's fantasy, this perfect male who loves them unconditionally and does anything for them. And but yeah, it's bad. It's bad in many ways. I mean, there's this thing I read online about why, you know, Twilight sends a bad message to girls. And basically, apparently in the book and in the film, this vampire actually threatens violence against this girl, and yet she's still madly in love with him. So, I don't get it. I don't get why girls like it. I'm not even going to try to get inside their heads.
Yeah. It's kind of like the American literary equivalent of shoujo, which is a girl anime. You know, these strong macho guys and these little petite things that, you know, are protected by these unconditional manly men that are something.
It's too much of a cliche.
Yep.
I didn't read the books or anything, but I saw the first movie when my back was having troubles back in March. And
is that your excuse?
It's pretty much way... Well, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
So what have you been doing then, Shane? What?
Well, what have I been doing?
Love makes you do strange things, Shane. That's my excuse. What's yours?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you trying to say?
You said I watched the first one, and I said, yes, love makes you do strange things.
Oh, no. Not in that way. No. Nothing about love making me do strange things, Brad. But
no, I was explaining Oh, for God's sake, Shane. It's like trying to explain algebra to a simpleton when I talk to you.
I've had to explain algebra to you before. But
yeah, exactly.
Anyways, what I've been doing,
You've never done that.
Yes, I have. Once or twice.
No, you haven't. Tell us what you've been doing.
Agility. 14 XP from 98 at the or 99 from the time of recording this. I'm doing the thing tonight after the show, so it would have been yesterday for those of you guys listening. So I probably have 99 agility by now, unless something went wrong.
I'm not going.
So, yeah.
What time is it?
Because it's it is 7:15 p.m. RSBNB time.
It's in like
2:15 a.m.
Three and a half hours away, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not waiting up 3.5 hours to watch someone click on RuneScape.
Like to be there. Sorry, a little late. I have school tomorrow, and I have to get up at 6
okay,
o'clock.
Okay, that's fine. Ooh, okay. Anyways, and aside from that, I haven't been doing much because I'm kind of paranoid to do anything on RuneScape relating to getting the accidental 14 XP. Don't want to pull a Kelsey in regards to getting a level before I mean to. And
when did she do that?
Real life, with her crafting.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she accidentally got 99 crafting. But otherwise, I've written two kind of essay-type things this week. One for my atmosphere class, an assignment on analyzing a weather event, and another on pick a developing country and write about it. I chose Niger, so I probably mentioned
earlier.
Why did earlier,
you?
So.
Yeah. You told me on MSN you had the choice to pick between Niger and Cambodia. Why did you not pick Cambodia? You could have written about the Khmer Rouge. I think that's much more interesting than Niger.
Well, yeah, you could have talked about the... Yeah, I mean, the psychotic dictator that they just recently had.
How they killed anyone they deemed to be an intellectual, and that extended basically to anybody who had reading glasses could read.
But you guys are missing the point here. This
no,
is
we're
an
not.
Economics essay. It's an economics essay. The part about political history is slim. One paragraph at best.
But you could still implement the Khmer Rouge had on the economy of Cambodia.
Well, yeah,
I chose Niger.
They all of a sudden don't have any educated workforce. You know, they have to basically start from ground zero because hardly anybody that they can still read is left alive. And, you know, it's like... Come on.
Much more interesting country.
Yeah.
I don't know. I primarily chose it because it's the poorest one in the world.
I thought the poorest country in the world was Afghanistan.
Well, poorest in relation to HDI reports from the UN.
All right.
182 out of 182. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Anyway,
anybody have anything else before we wrap this up?
No.
Halloween photo at all?
Oh, yes, your Halloween photo. Basically, this you took a picture of yourself in the Grim Reaper's house dressed up. For anybody who wants to see it, it'll be in the notes at update.rsbnb.com. Best entry we had. So, congratulations.
Hence why he's on the show now.
Exactly.
If you want me to explain it at all, I'm willing.
Oh, please do.
I mean, I basically wanted something that wasn't just a costume. You know, there's the whole saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words, so why don't I make it worth 2,000? So basically what I did was got priest robes, the skeleton gloves and boots from Halloween event. I'm not sure, it was like 2005 or 2006 or something. With then a bone spear, the Grim Reaper hood, and a black cape and the Ghost Speak amulet, and stood right next to the Grim Reaper. So, you know, it's kind of like the Grim Reaper and his deathly assistant. Ha 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 ha. So, you know, it's just, I thought, hey, you know, I already have this costume. I came up with the idea for it last year, I think. And I've been using it basically any time that I want to do some kind of funky costume that would make people go, whoa. And just put it in the right spot, I guess. So.
Okay. Yeah. It was a good one. Thanks.
Thank you.
Brad, anything else?
Nothing else.
Okay. Brad's going to go to bed. So with that said, this has been RSBNB Update 232 with Asa. Do you have a RuneWire?
I have a Nation States, but not a RuneWire. I have Nation States. Okay. Nation States Nation Aeredon. A-E-R-E-D-O-N.
Oh, okay, that's who that is. I was wondering who that was.
That's me, yeah. I've actually been supporting King Cola recently in World Assembly stuff, and yeah.
Yeah, I left that because it was moderating my country too much, so.
Yeah, I don't like decentralization of decision-making.
It's interesting to at least see what happens. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying you can find Brad at runewire.com/Brad. Which,
I've not posted there for ages.
Yeah, post
No,
something.
I will as soon as I hit... I haven't posted since November 12th. I will as soon as I hit 70 runecrafting or 70 farming, whichever comes first.
I bet it would be
farming. Probably.
Which would be good. But anyways, we'll see you guys all next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Next week. Goodbye.